star. Baby, 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 I'm a rock star.
Oh my god. I'm like totally blonde. Oh my god. I'm like totally blonde.
Baby, 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 I'm a rock star.
Now, are you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
You're gonna have every young buck west of the Missouri around here trying to marry you.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Did you ever notice how many really stupid people you run into during the day?
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
And you received it. You wish, and it will come true. It looks like we're going to have a white, fluffy Christmas. Now, you know I've got the inside scoop with Kent Earhart here, and he's the weatherman. He said flurries. He said flurries. He says partly cloudy a lot, chance of. You know, I think we're going to have to let him have it tonight when we see him at the El Monstero concert we will be at tonight at the pageant, and let him know that his flurries, he was just a little bit off.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Actually,
it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. There was like just, you know, some flakes.
Yeah, because someone had a great idea, because you can't sleep. Let's have a bowl of cereal at 2 o'clock in the morning and talk about the snow and things like that. So, yeah, great idea now that it's 9 a.m. on this beautiful December 23rd, and we have to be awake and alive to do this incredible entertainment show we do.
It is incredible.
It isn't good to us. Anyone else think so? Let us know. You're listening. Grover, good morning to you.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
And
Grove's all decked out in his Santa blues Santa hat.
That is St.
Louis car. Where do you come up with these things? The sweater is great.
The sweater will not get you chicks.
That's okay. I was thinking if I'm going to die in a car wreck this morning on my way in, I want to at least be
known. You want to look good.
Yes, I'm one like that guy. Remember that fat ginger kid with the ugly sweater?
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say. Don't say that again about yourself. Wow. Just awesomeness sauce.
Well, that's true.
Well, since it's holiday, we thought we would make it a holiday show. So we have Christmas presents.
Yes. And if you're watching us live on Facebook, we are having technical difficulties. It's saying the video will begin shortly.
But actually, we've started. So I'm not sure what's going on with that. We'll probably have to reboot is what we probably need to do. But so, all right. It is December 23rd. We are here at 9 a.m. till 10. But next year, starting in February, this show is going to 2 hours. So I hope you can handle this much fun.
All right, yeah.
But today, be ready. Have this number, 855-282-TALK, 855-282-1, I don't really know, I just say talk all the time. What the heck is it? 121. Anyway, talk, it's 855-282-TALK. I'll find the phone number, the last four numbers. I say talk so much, I kind of forget. So it, okay, I got it now. 855-282-8255, in case you don't want to figure out what the talk letters are, it's 8255. So, and we have a text line now? You can actually text. It says text on here, but I don't know anything about that. Looks like we have a local line. We're going to look into this, but apparently we have a new local line. We have a text line, but we want to make sure that those things are working.
You can use the local line.
You can use the local line. We're learning such new things here today. 314-821-0590. Boy, they got an easy number, didn't they? But the 0590, that's easy because that's the radio station. 0590.
That's right.
You just got to remember that 821 and then the 314 in front of it. So we're going to need a she said and we're going to need a he said to play Christmas trivia. Why? Because we have two tickets to give to the Fox to see School of Rock in January. We have a basket filled with chocolates. We brought one to the Grover and one to give out to some lucky person that's filled with chocolate from Chocolate, Chocolate, Chocolate in Chesterfield. So if you love chocolate, you're going to want to win that. If you love going to the Fox, you're going to be super happy about winning that. And then, of course, if you like to climb high walls, or maybe your kids do, we have two tickets to Upper Limits in Chesterfield. So there's some Christmas presents for you that you can keep for yourself, or you can give them to somebody else. So today is National, I can't even say the word, Pfeffernuss Day. Now, I'm going to spell this to Grover, and if he has a second, he's going to see if he even knows what this word might be. P-F-E-F-F-E-R-N-U-S-S-E. Pfeffernuss Day.
Pfeffernuss?
Why would that even ever happen? And it's Festivus, National Roots Day. So I just really, I'm kind of thinking they could have come up with something a little.
Festivus? Festivus is an airing of the grievances. That's okay. A Seinfeld reference.
Does that mean Pfeffernuss means that word? I got Festivus. I just didn't. It's Pfeffernuss Day. It's really got me all jammed up right now, wondering what the heck that is. So, did you find it?
Pfeffernuss are tiny spice cookies popular as a holiday treat in Germany, Denmark, and the Netherlands, as well as among other monotonies in North America.
See the amazing things that you learn on this show? Pfeffernuss. Have you ever had a Pfeffernuss cookie, do you think?
I have not.
Gordon, do you think you've ever had a Pfeffernuss cookie?
No, I've never even heard of Pfeffernuss.
Well, since it's Pfeffernuss Day.
What was that? Remember with the Alka-Seltzer? With Pfeffernuss.
It's not that. It's Pfeffernuss. So we're going to have to find some place that has one of those cookies today. And have a Pfeffernuss on Pfeffernuss Day.
Well, once again, I got to fix our Facebook Live. It is, we are sideways.
We're sideways.
We're sideways.
Wow. Oh, we're going to get this right today. Don't you worry. This segment is brought to you by StyleRealty.com. We believe every home has a style and a story to tell. We list it, we find it, we sell it to fit your style. So you can give us a call, 636-219-7931. You can find us on Facebook at Style Realty Team as well, and let us help you in the new year find your perfect home, or we can help you sell your home that you're ready to move on from. So, you know, in the year we've posted a lot on Facebook. We've had some great places that we've had breakfast in the morning, and we're probably going to maybe take the show out on the road to some great breakfast places in the new year. We're going to be having someone bring you those breakfasts each week and breakfasts. Yeah, and hopefully get some gift certificates to get out for people to be able to enjoy what we enjoy. Some of the great places we've been to, Billy G's, which...
known for me, well, two things. They have the best sausage and biscuits I think I've ever had.
The best gravy ever.
Yes. And
the cool mimosa bar and
mimoso.
Mimosa. At Pfeffernuss Day. And they have that. You can build your own mimosa and a Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary bar.
The little girl next door was frightened when I was telling her mom about how Billy G's has these amazing Bloody Marys. She's like, Bloody Mary? What's a bloody?
What happened to Mary?
What happened to Mary? Why is she bloody? She's only like six. So that's really, I don't understand. Why didn't they just call it the tomato fantastic drink? Or I don't know, red amazing something.
It's the hangover drink.
But yeah. Bloody Mary, that is a disgusting name for a drink when you think about it.
It is. There's a lot of people that might need a Bloody Mary, because I think I made about, I don't know how many people, motion sickness on the Facebook Live just now. It was everywhere.
And then we have the Shack that won the Reader's Choice Awards in Chesterfield Lifestyle Magazine.
And what are they known for?
Everything. I love everything in there.
They have great adult breakfast beverages.
Yes, they do. They're
the
shakes.
The Cocoa Puff Shake actually has real Cocoa Puffs in it.
You get that every time. It's only because of the Cocoa Puffs.
Because I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
You are cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And then the Barn, which I know what you're going to say is your favorite.
You say it, because it is
the bacon.
The spiced bacon.
That's not bacon. It's like steak or something.
Well, some people have candied bacon, which people have had that before. And it's sometimes it can be a little tough to eat, the candied bacon.
Yeah.
but it's spiced bacon. So it's not like the candied bacon, but it is incredible.
It really is good. And then the original Pancake House over in Chesterfield is where we went. And that was a great breakfast. We sat up at the bar. Their orange juice is like freshly squeezed. And their pancakes, of course, were delicious. But they had great bacon as well.
Right.
We're all about the bacon.
Bacon.
We love bacon.
Bacon.
You can't tell at all. Logan's like, what would Logan be saying right now?
Can't have none of that stuff. Be working out. You just, why even come in? Why even bother? If it's all you're going to do is eat that bacon crap, then come in here and work out.
Does your trainer sound like Boomhauer from King of the Hill?
That is exactly the way he sounds. And when you go in there early in the morning and he's yelling at you in that voice... and he wants to pat your belly and say, what does he say? That's why you're coming in. Get that? And he says, S-H-I-T, yeah, off.
Oh, yeah.
He makes you feel beautiful.
Yeah.
But he does a great job,
yes,
though,
he
I have
does.
To say. He's really, really does a great job. And my shoulders,
I've had pains and aches in places I never even knew existed on my body.
Yeah. Last week now to give
but
you
for a good thing.
That's a good thing. Yes, he's awesome. And that's a legit fit and nutrition. And we really, really are enjoying doing it. It's hard getting up in the morning. Once you get it done, you feel so proud of yourself, and then you know, get going for your day with a limp.
It does make you feel better. It does give you energy throughout the day.
But I can actually see some I can't stretch my arm out right now. But
definition.
Yeah. Just can't get rid of my baby.
I can too.
I can't get rid of my baby. That's my belly.
How?
I always rub it. There
a
she
new
is.
World's record. She's had a baby for 2.5 years.
Ever since I met you.
Wait a minute. People can take that totally wrong.
They could. Well, let's leave it that way.
Oh, man.
All right. Last week's morning was at 30:30.
Last week's morning?
Breakfast.
Oh.
We had... an hour and a half wait so that we could come back and tell you about a new place that we went to called Half and Half, which is in Clayton.
Yes.
We were told it was worth the wait.
It was.
And it was. It was good. I could have ate my arm off by the time we sat down because I was so hungry, but...
we got some Christmas shopping in.
We did. We actually, what was cool, you could put your phone number down and then they text you when your table is ready. So that we were able to go down, the street and get our items and that. So... try it out. It's in Clayton, and it was a very different biscuit and gravy that you had. It was
theirs
kind of like
was really good too. It was just different. It was different. It
and
was
their
different
biscuits
taste,
are smothered. I had an egg rice bowl, which was delicious. Instead of like a normal taco bowl or something, it was eggs and rice and all the little fixing in it. So try that out. All right, you can watch us on Facebook, my Facebook, if you're friends with me. We're live on 590 AM, The Fan. We're insidestl.com, which you can go right online. You can always put the app on your phone at 590. And of course, crystal clear at 105 HD2 if you have that as well. So we're glad that you're with us today. We have some fun trivia. We've got a lot of Christmas to talk about. We got some prizes, as we mentioned, to give away. Keep the number ready, 855-282-TALK, 855-282-8255. Is what actually TALK spells out. We're going to let you know when you can call in and play along with us a little bit of trivia. So my question of the day, which is brought to you by Chesterfield. I got Chesterfield on the brain right now, which is brought to you by Walter's Jewelry. Great place down there in Old St. Charles, right there on the Main Street.
I was just
Main
down
Street.
There yesterday.
You were?
Dropping off a little gift for Chris.
Being Santa.
Yep.
Bringing him a gift. And which they've got great stuff. And you can still get in there for any last minute, honey, items that you want to get for your man or your woman.
And today's going to be a great day to go down there because they have all the festivities going on with all the Santas and all the marching and the
so true
carriage rides, and it's
the old Santa
so
Clauses
festive.
And that come down the,
yes,
the
they
street
do.
Don't they, which
yeah,
is
it's
really...
gonna be really cool to be down there, and especially with the snow down there, it's just gonna look like a live postcard down
it really
there.
Is it really is neat. I think we're gonna go down there tonight before, because we're going to El Monstero tonight, which is what
it is, a Pink Floyd tribute band.
Yeah. And I've never been. Have you ever been, Grover?
No, but I've been in running the board for shows that have had some of their band members in the studio. So
great guys, really nice, aren't
nice.
They? One of the guys knew you, Gordon, when we had talked to him.
Well, Jimmy Griffin, the story goes back. When I got out of Nichols, I formed a band called Jaguar, and George Patsos and Jimmy Griffin wanted to try out. They were just youngsters, and I'm old guy, but they were just youngsters then, super young.
Now they're old with you.
Oh my gosh, they're no, they're older. They're still younger than me, But it's kind of a cool story, you know. But and I would just I formed a band, and I decided to go with a bunch of Webster grads that, you know, they were very schooled musicians. And these guys, Jimmy and George, are just incredible musicians. Of course, they went on. It was the best thing I ever did is not put them in the band, because they went on with honestly for them, because they went on with
Everything Happens Broken for a Reason,
Broken
right?
Toys, which became King of the Hill, and then King of the Hill got on MTV with their video, and now Jimmy's just done spectacular swords. George went on with Devin Allman, Greg Allman's son, played with him for a while. So yeah, those guys are phenomenal musicians.
And we'll get to
love
see them.
Both. Yep.
It's going to be at the pageant tonight, so looking forward to that. So we might head down to Old St. Charles, do a little Christmassy feel before we head down to El Monstero, which will be a lot of fun. So our question of the day was, what is your favorite Christmas cookie? And I cannot believe how many wonderful answers and how many Christmas cookies are out there that you can possibly have. So do you have a favorite Christmas cookie?
Who, Gordon? Me? Oh, mm-hmm. I thought you were talking to Matt.
To him too, so he'll be next.
Well, my two favorite Christmas cookies are snickerdoodles, and the other one is just iced cookies, like the iced snowman cookies.
Like anything, sugar cookie with
anything
icing,
with icing
on, it?
On it is just amazing.
I know. Some people put all of them.
That's true.
Chocolate chip cookie. Grover, what's your favorite Christmas cookie? Do you have one?
I like the sugar cookies. I don't know, like, they sell them at the store. I mean, I've had them homemade, but sometimes they have, like, sprinkles on them, or I don't know what you call that, like...
Just that shortbread kind of sugar cookie?
Right, like...
I think that my sister called them Spritz cookies, or this.
Maybe.
Does that sound right? They're like...
That sounds...
Yeah, they were even colored. They'd be like green dough.
Yeah, some of them are like that, yeah.
I
like,
almost would. I wish I would have asked the... when they put their favorite cookie to put the recipe with it or what kind it is. So then
there you go.
Then you have that recipe, which a couple people did put the rosin manure. That's got that like jelly in the middle. I didn't even know it was called that. Did you? It's
don't
rosin
ask me anything
manure.
About baking.
Well, it's the little, it's like the white shortbread cookie, but then it has the, like the jam, like in
yes,
the middle of it, almost like
about.
A thumbprint in
Absolutely.
There. Those are delicious too. I like those. And then, gosh, they put a picture. It's kind of that white chocolate powdery looking one. Do you know what I mean? It's like a chocolate cookie, but it's almost like a gooey butter it looks, but it's chocolate and it's got the white powder.
My computer is running really slow, so I'm trying to get
taking
to
away
it.
To get up.
Yeah.
Mom's butter cookies, someone put. like a picture of Cookie Monster eating them. Snickerdoodles. You like snickerdoodles, don't you?
I just said that.
You did?
Didn't I, Matt?
Oh, I think I was looking for the cookie answer, so I wasn't listening
to you.
Yeah,
everybody just found out Kelly doesn't listen to me.
coconut cookie, magic cookie bars.
Oh,
I don't know what
I
that
see.
Is. Do you know what magic
see.
Cookie
I think
bars?
They have like chocolate chips and coconut and like
got a little bit of everything
yeah,
in them.
My mom made something. She called it magic cookie bars. So I'm going by what I knew growing up.
Well, that sounds magical. So that's probably it. Right. You know what this year is terrible about me? We've been so busy and we have so much going on. Normally I make like a big casserole for breakfast and I make homemade cookies and I want to do pancakes and I want to do all these things. Every single thing I bought for the holiday, whether to take to his mom's, my mom's to make for breakfast is all a pop in the oven kind of thing. Like I really just exhausted by using the spatula to take it out of the pan. That is about as good as it gets for me this year. Isn't that terrible? Yeah,
no, not at
kind
all.
Of
it's
loser.
The holidays. It's a stressful time.
It is terrible.
Haven't even wrapped
get
presents.
It's more terrible for him than
well, no,
horrible.
You get to eat it. It's just not, nothing's homemade. Everything is, has tons of fillers and
frozen.
Pre-made and horrible for you. So
horrible.
But
what you were talking about the other day, why is everything so that you love to eat is horrible for you? Why
I
couldn't
know.
It be the other way around? Why couldn't it be like cookies and puddings?
Man, don't
and
eat that broccoli
because
that stuff will make you sick.
Yeah, you'll get fat eating that.
Because it makes me so happy when I eat the bad stuff, and I'm not happy when I eat the gross stuff. So it doesn't make any sense.
No sense whatsoever.
No sense. All right, we got Nighty Night cookies. You guys had those. It said it's a cream cheese cookie. Yes?
No.
Heard of it?
No? No, never have.
Rum balls. I've had those before.
What kind?
Rum balls? Just... Where are you at?
See if you messed up.
Peanut butter fudge. Snowballs. Those are those little white cookies. Those get everywhere all over you, those cookies.
What are butterhorns?
Butterhorns? I don't know. Do you know? I'm going to look them up. I don't know what they are.
Russian tea cakes?
Russian tea cakes? Mmm, a biscotti with frosting and sprinkles. That sounds delicious. I'll tell you who has the best biscottis in the United States of America. Drive to Frisella's.
Frisella Nursery.
Frisella Nursery.
Defiance, Missouri.
Oh my gosh. They have a cafe in there, a coffee shop, and they have biscottis that are on steroids that they make their homemade. They're amazing. So good stuff. All right. We do have to take it to a break. When we come back, we are going to play Christmas trivia to win. Got tickets to the Fox, a chocolate basket. You can name your pick. We need a she and a he if you want to play against each other.
We need you to call in.
We hope you'll join us. 855-282-TALK. 855-282-TALK. We'll be right back.
Mistletoe, lots of snow and ice everywhere.